why, but would you tell me something about it? How know that it was called Fachsprache in Alsatian, and that it was one of the traditions that we've let go. I don't know why, but would you tell me something about it, how it was conducted? Well,
as much as I can remember, the father would come in, and the father boys, and he would say something in all in Latin at the altar, and then they would go and sit down and have singing. Mm-hmm. How many verses they sang at all, I don't remember.
Did they sing the Litany of the Saints?
Well, they could have, but I don't think it isn't in this prayer book.
It isn't.
Here, where the Vespers, it's just...
But all the prayers and all the responses were in Latin.
All in Latin. Vespers for Sundays. See?
Mm-hmm. And it was quite a lengthy
yes, it was.
Service.
About a half an hour, I think.
That it looks like it's longer here.
Well, it could be. It's been so long that it could be longer, but anyway, it was mostly singing, and the priest would everything in Latin.
And what did y'all do after Vespers? Did you go?
Well, we went generally by that time. It was time to get ready to go home.
For home.
Yeah, after we got back to our place here in Castroville.
How big was your house here in Castroville?
Well, it was about 4 rooms, I think. We had 2 bedrooms and a dining room and kitchen.
Was it a stone house?
Is that what you call these old homes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was. No. Is it still standing?
Sure. It's the one that gave Nancy.
Oh, it's that house.
That same house.
Oh, I see.
It was that way when we moved out. I mean, there wasn't much alteration of any kind. The rooms were...
The same as it is now.
Same as it is now.
Mm-hmm. When you were going to school here, did someone stay with you?
My aunt.
And tell me about a typical school day, like what did you study with the nuns?
Well, we had like any other school would have. You had arithmetic and
spelling and all those things.
Spelling.
Did you have to study German or anything like that?
We didn't have to, but we did. We wanted to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
What I did learn, I forgot. So
she didn't.
I didn't practice it because mother. Dad was German and mother was English, and she couldn't talk it, so we never did talk it at home.
So you didn't have a language barrier ever?
No. It was just English all the way through.
That's good. on Friday afternoons, did you have handiwork? Did you learn embroidery and all that at school?
Yeah, we didn't learn it from the teacher. But we could take it and do it if you wanted to, you know, instead of playing. But she liked it. The teachers liked you to get out and play, exercise. So we done that more than, we embroidered a lot after we got home, but not
Your mother taught you?
Yes.
I thought the nuns gave lessons.
Well, they did, but we've taken lessons there too, but then Mother, I guess we probably learned it more so at the convent in New Howe when we got back home. Because it went 3 years to see the school there.
Mm-hmm. Did you make a hope chest?
Oh, yes. We had a hope chest, all three of us girls.
Did you have a certain trunk or something that you kept it in?
Yeah, there was a kind of a box Mother bought for each one. It was kind of like a trunk, you know.
A little cedar chest.
Wasn't cedar though, ours mm-hmm. wasn't. I know lots of other ones had. I'll show you some things that I'm getting out of all my, so many things that I have that I've never used I want to give to my grandchildren.
That's nice. You mean things that you embroidered before mm-hmm. you were married?
No.
Did you have to have a certain amount of pillowcases?
No.
No.
Just whatever you wanted. At least we didn't. I don't mm-hmm. know if it was the custom or not. We didn't.
Did you have any quilts?
No, Mother didn't make us any quilts. Oh, I take it back, she didn't. She made one for each one.
Did she patch it or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she patched it. Outside of that, if we had any, but we bought quilts and
blankets
and things like that.
Did you embroider your cup towels and all those things?
Well, some of them we did, but not everyone.
Mm-hmm.
More of the scarves and things like that, little doilies.
Did you crochet
this one right here?
Oh, it is. That's so pretty. Did pretty work.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's old too. That comes from the pile.
From your hope chest,
yes.
Well, you used good materials in those days.
Oh, yes.
Where did you buy your things for you?
San Antonio.
You went to San Antonio.
Because Castro didn't have a dry goods mm-hmm. store at that time, and we got about everything in San Antonio.
Did you have any peddlers that came through?
Oh, yes. Quite a few. Sometimes we buy things from them and sometimes we wouldn't. It depends on what they were peddling.
What they had. Did they bring things like pieces of cloth and
yes. materials and dresses sometimes and sometimes peddlers would have mostly for children clothes and then other ones would have just for grown ups. It's depending on what kind of, where they were, you know, mm-hmm. what they were taking around to peddle out, I guess you'd call it.
Tell me something about the funerals in the early days. Were, did they have wakes? They had the body at home.
Mm-hmm. And they had somebody to stay with them. Most of the time the friends and neighbors would come and stay all night. And then it they were just, the funeral was from the home.
Who prepared them?
I'm not just sure, but I think that they had someone here in Castro that did that. I don't remember what they called them anymore. But they did have some that. And I know that some didn't. They fixed them up themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When I was real small, I remember that. But then later on, they got so that they had somebody that would come in and do that for you.
Mm-hmm. And like when there was a baby funeral, they had a flower.
I never did. I never was at a little baby funeral. Well, I don't know.
Did they have food like they do now? Is it Was it customary to have?
To bring, yes. People would bring them food.
So
the neighbors and everything would come out and come and help them out.
Mrs. Mangle, what kind of music did you have in your home?
Well, the first music we had was I played the guitar and my sister played the mandolin. And we played, you know, always together. And any time any visitors come, why, Dad would make us get out our instruments and play for them.
Perform.
Perform.
Did you sing with them?
Well, I think we did sometimes, but not. My voice wasn't too good, and neither was my sister, so we didn't. We played more. My sister played the mandolin, and I played the guitar. And we've done that for as long as we were together at home.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Tell me about the piano.
Well, then my younger sister asked to add in the paper about it. She really, I think, solved a little puzzle. And so by that, she could, she won the puzzle and won on that. And she could buy a piano at a reduced rate. So my dad bought the piano for her, and we all go taking lessons with Miss Stinson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my sister, the younger sister, taking lessons longer than it, and then was older too, because we were older, and she played real good. We all enjoyed the piano very much. Well, I enjoyed the guitar too, but after my sister married and a guitar by itself, but that in those days wasn't like it is now. You have to sing. You have to sing when you just play the guitar.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Or have an amplifier.
An amplifier or something too. So that's why I finally sold my guitar, because I never did play it anymore. I played the piano more. And I the guitar.
Did your father play an instrument?
No, he didn't. And neither did mother. And neither one had it. Oh, he played the French harp very good.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. Yes, he played the French harp. I guess you'd call it, that's what we called it then. I guess you still call it that. Yeah.
When you were going to school at the convent, did you have any plays?
Yes, we did, quite often. There would be certain times that they would put on these plays, and they had a stage, you know, for them. It was in the convent, in that first big room.
Where Moy is now.
Yeah, where Moy is. It was, and I think that they had just certain times that they'd have plays. I can't remember just exactly which.
Was it around Christmas time?
Yeah, I imagine it would be, and before Easter and things like that.
Maybe at the end of school?
Maybe at the end of school. Just be certain times they'd have a play.
Were you ever in the play?
Yeah, sometimes we were. Certain ones would be in.
Oh,
see, that was a boarding school at that time. And they had girls from all over there. And, of course, they had some real good actors.
Good talent.
Good talent. But they did nice. Well, we always got in, and when we were taking the piano at that time, and then we got to play duets, which we thought was something.
You had recitals. Huh?
And recitals.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Because I enjoyed every minute of that school when we went there.
I bet you did.
3 years.
Yeah. When you went to public school, did you have any plays or anything?
Yes, we would. At the end of school, we'd have a play. They'd have plays. You know, most of the little school that we went to up at Cliff was had a front porch on it, and that's where they would have that for the stage. And the people would stay outside, bring chairs, and after the play was over, then they'd have a dance. Yeah. We'd have everybody would bring something to a sandwich or different things to eat, and they'd have refreshments, and which was fun.
Sounds good. Did you ever have box suppers?
Yes, and sold them. We had that to make money. You bring your have your box all decorated and everything, and you put your what did you call it? Your sandwich or whatever you have, and cake or whatever you want to have lunch for the one that bought it, and whoever bought your box, well, then you have to eat with him.
Did the girls ever tip the boys off as to what color?
I don't know. I don't know if they did or not, really. They could have, but I don't know. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then you had to eat with that boy. Whoever box you. Yeah, whoever. If it was your box, one. Regardless of what.
Did they auction the boxes?
Yes.
That's the way they got
it. That's the way they did it. Yeah, that was right.
What did you usually put in them? What kind of food did you
sandwiches put in? And cake and maybe muffins or something like that. Just like you would, and maybe sometimes fruit.
Like you would any picnic lunch.
Any picnic lunch. Jenny would have two sandwiches and then some fruit maybe and a cake or some cookies or whatever you'd like to make for it. Mm-hmm. Well, we had that many years up there like that.
Make money for the school.
Yeah. They ought to try that once out here.
Yeah, they should. Sounds like a fun thing to do.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of fun. He was real anxious. There was a certain party that was bidding on your box. He was anxious to eat with him while he was hoping he'd get it.
You can't believe you didn't give him a tip. Like, my box is going to be pink or blue or yellow. Or...
I don't think we did. You wasn't supposed to. That was the fun out of it, not to know who's going to get your box.
You just sat and agonized because the wrong guy might get it. She's not real old, is she?